This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday. No, make that Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:34, down 3 on the open. The March version opened at 8:45, down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:12, down 2 on the open. March, 8:31, down 4 and a half. May, 7:99, up 1. July, 6:72, down 3 and a half on the open. December corn opened at 371, up 3/4 on the open. March, 388, up a half. May, 397 and a half, down 2 1/4. July, 408, up 1 1/4. September, 415, up 3 1/4. December, 420 and 3/4, up 2 1/4. March of next year, 427, up 1 1/4 on the open. November beans open at 998, up 6 on the open. January, 1015, up 5 3/4. March, 1029, up 5 3/4. May, 1032, up 4. July, 1042, up 7 1/4. November of next year, 970, up 7 on the open. December soybean meal open at 276.50, up 180 on the open. January, 278.80, up 170. December soybean oil opened at 41.87, up 19 on the open. January, 42.45, up 35. Want to go back to those soy meal contracts. The December opened at 276.50, up 180. The January at 278.80, up 170. Let's go ahead and look at what happened at the Merck on the opening bell. October live cattle open at 94.35, down 2.5 on the open. December 95.50, down 27.5. February 97.85, down 30. April 97.62.5, unchanged on the open. November feeders open at 109.60, down 35 on the open. January, 109.40, down 45. March, 109.80, down 35. April, 111.20, down 77.5 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 54.15, up 25 on the open. February, 60.80, up 17.5. April, 64.40, up 5. May, 71.20, down 30 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 83.20, up 15 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
On the opening bell this morning, we got the petroleum stocks report for the week, and I think traders were a little bit surprised by the drawdown as oil prices have climbed off the opening bell.
Energy is the big player on the block, and also people are also watching the Fed this afternoon, probably around 2 o'clock, decide whether they're going to lower interest rates or keep them unchanged. The other factor is the Congress is very slow at passing an energy bill or getting one through Congress in the Senate, and that's an indirect influence. But energy, it's almost a one-to-one deal. If crude oil's up, corn, soybeans go up. And the other factor that we noted yesterday is Goldman Sachs did take profits on corn, soybeans, gold, silver, and crude oil. But today the energy market is extremely excited, and we are seeing higher prices in commodities.
Was the anticipation that Goldman Sachs would buy back on lower prices?
Oh, I don't think so. I think this is new news, and Goldman Sachs probably still stands on some of the things they said yesterday.
Well, let's then look at what might be some fundamental news in the marketplace still to come this week. And as we turn back to maybe the grain pits and what might happen in there directly, We do have Informan FC reports due out later in the week. What do you think they'll say?
My general impression is that the one footnote, the one large firm that I read one of their letters this morning is, and of course I heard this from that Dan Bassey mentioned too in Champaign this week, was that 85% of the actual yield surveys from plots were harvested, and the Statistical Service had a good idea what the yields were in the Midwest. My general impression is they missed it, and particularly in corn, and the corn crop is, I feel, still substantially larger than what they put down. The corn market yields from country elevator sources, from farmers, particularly in Iowa, all add up to a bigger crop. With that in mind, we also feel that the government has overestimated demand in industrial use, feed use, and exports. Transportation is very expensive, but let's face it, Dave, with energy prices going up and the trend is higher, the futures market is basically watching other things than the demand or total supply.
We were at that Monday meeting when NASS revealed that 85% number. And you know, Paul, a year ago they said 78% in the October report, and they missed the ending stocks by some, 400 million bushels? That's about 4.4 BPA below the October crop estimate.
Of course, I think that their system is, you know, they like to defend it. They like to say, and I've heard a lot of the academic community brag on their system. I do think that the yields we hear are just a lot better, and that's all I can say. And it'll be interesting to see if they do catch it this time, or they'll continue to say that particularly the big adjustment was Illinois the last time, both on corn and beans. But you know, there was some other states that we felt that they were too small and too light as far as the yields were concerned.
At what point does the trade begin to turn its attention back to the demand side of the equation?
It'll be interesting to see when the decoupling takes place. And, a couple things that I think will happen as we go forward here in time is, the feeling of acreage for next year, particularly the acreage in the winter wheat crop. We're already seeing wheat kind of decouple itself from, the other markets here based on, demand and price level, and also this basic feeling of worldwide increase in acres and some stabilizing of the Australian crop. So it will take time. The USDA crop report will have some direction, but, my general idea, it's going to be possibly after the first year before we actually see the market work again on fundamentals.
So quite a while away still. Let's look at some particulars. This week we saw soybeans make new contract highs from the March and on out contracts. Are you of a mindset that January will get there?
Yeah, soybean oil is the one factor here that's helping push the bean market higher. And one of the reasons is that they are using this refined bean oil, oil that's being used in the biodiesel, and exporting it to Europe. And if that loophole would ever be changed, then the soybean oil market and the soybean market would definitely have a major top in place. My general impression is that, the bean trend is higher. There is an anticipation here that even with high transportation costs, a substantial increase in soybean acres, that the bean market wants to go higher on inflationary prices. So that's basically the overall trend, is just a inflation-led rally more than, I think, a demand or a fundamental-based rally at this time.
Put on your speculator hat for a moment, take off the hedger hat, and let me ask you, what are some of the things that you're looking at as your best bets?
Energy, energy, and energy. Exxon, Chevron, Mobil, Chevron, Marathon, anything to do with energy and is a good bet. Also, as long as the dollar continues to act weak, gold and silver look wonderful. To me, those are the best bets, betting that the Fed will act. My general impression is I'm not sure that the Fed needs to act this time, but the general, as one market player said, the market's the boss, and the feeling is the Fed will accommodate the stock market and also accommodate the big money center banks in trying to get the economy going again.
If we don't get that 0.25% or 0.5% lowering in the Fed rate today,
You'll see a general sell-off in commodities.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. He says, in northern Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy, with a chance of widely scattered showers during the midday and afternoon. In northern Indiana and in central Illinois, mostly sunny during the morning, then increasing cloudiness with widely scattered showers possible later in the day. In central Indiana and the south, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 72 tonight. In northern Illinois, mostly clear. In northern Indiana and in central Illinois, mostly cloudy with a few widely scattered sprinkles early, then clearing. In central Indiana and the south, partly to mostly cloudy with a few widely scattered sprinkles overnight. And lows of 32 to 44. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs from around 50 to 63 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's now 10:01 Central Time.